welcome to the Knowledge for Life journey. I am Quentin McCall. Today's topic is forgiveness. This is a very touchy issue and one that I'm very passionate about because I'm one who have deeply struggled with forgiveness in my life at some point. In life, we have all encountered some form of hurt, pain, or disappointment. Many of us have been deceived. We've been run through the mud. We've been lied to. We've been abused. Some of us have been sexually abused. Some of us have been cheated on by husbands or wives. Some of us have just been through very traumatic things that have ruined our lives. Some women have gone through abortions that may have negatively affected their lives and caused them a deep level of emotional pain. But at any rate, in any event of what caused you to have unforgiveness in your life, this is the time. Today is the opportunity for you to start walking in forgiveness, not tomorrow, but today. No matter the degree or the level of pain, you have to let go. You have to forgive yourself and forgive the person. Living in unforgiveness torments your life. It's poison. The Bible teaches us that when someone walks in unforgiveness, it tortures you. And what that means is it allows your mind to swim in areas of bitterness. When you walk in forgiveness, you help yourself. You allow yourself to be free from that pain, be free from that person, and to free yourself from that situation. Because you have to realize we all have been hurt. We all have hurt other people, most importantly. And we must also understand that we cannot live life thinking that everyone is out to hurt us, yet we cannot hurt anyone. That is a selfish individual. I encourage you to seek forgiveness today and not to have that bitterness in your heart. Your mind will become a cage. And to release your mind from this cage, you must begin to walk in forgiveness. When you have unforgiveness, you block your blessings and God can't hear your prayers. The Bible teaches us that God, when we go to Him in forgiveness, He throws our sins into the sea of forgiveness. So how can you expect God to forgive you of your sins if you can't forgive others? Bitterness is simply a sharp and pungent bondage on the inside of you. Learn to have mercy upon people and have the patience to understand why things happen. Mercy simply means that you look beyond what was done to you and understand why was it done. Have enough love in your heart and enough understanding in your heart not to allow yourself to continue to be walking around with such bondage in your heart and inside your mind. Forgiveness is your freedom. Let me repeat that. Forgiveness is your freedom. To release the cages in your heart, to release the bondage that is in your heart, to uncage and free your mind, forgiveness. Forgiveness is going to be your way to overcome those things. Yes, I know you were sexually abused. Yes, I know you were cheated on. Yes, I know you were abused. Yes, I know you were lied to. Yes, I know you were beaten. You were abused emotionally and physically. But you have to forgive that person, forgive yourself, and move forward to release yourself into the next level of life. We have all been uniquely gifted. We've all been uniquely chosen by God for a purpose on this earth. So don't allow your purpose and what God has for you to be thwarted because you refuse to forgive. So I encourage you on today to make a decision to walk in forgiveness and do everything you can in your heart to make sure that you're going to really forgive. And that means that you stay in forgiveness. Don't move into another relationship or another situation with someone because someone has similar characteristics or may do something one day to remind you of your past, and then you automatically get in unforgiveness. And guess what? The walls go up. Okay, now you're about to get back in unforgiveness. Why? Because inside of your core, you haven't healed. You haven't released it. So there's my prayer and my encouragement to you today. Forgiveness. I pray this has been a blessing. Thank you for giving me an opportunity to speak to you. Always remember, unforgiveness is a poison. So wash yourself in the word of God to get clean. Thank you for listening. I am Quentin McCall. And remember, today is the day to be happy.